That's what I was looking for. Just let me, yeah, all right.
Ruth, chapter 4. Just some review. The best is yet to come. I just want to read the scripture for review, hit some high points. I preached this last week at Cloverdale. We should be wrapping this up today, but something happened. I saw something. I just want to land there for a little bit, and we'll see what happens. All right, here we go. Chapter 4. Then Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the kinsman of Boaz, of whom Boaz spake, came by, and unto whom he said, "Ho, such a one," or, "Hey, friend, come over here. Turn aside, sit down." He turned aside and sat down, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit ye down here." And they sat down, getting ready to have court. And he said unto the kinsman, "Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was of brother Elimelech. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee." And he said, "I will redeem it." All right. So, he is going according to the law. This is just review. Boaz is the kinsman redeemer. If we put ourselves in the story, Boaz is a type of Christ. I love this. Everything that Boaz is doing for Naomi, Jesus is doing and has done for Israel. Because Israel is dealt with first. That's good news. What's happening here? The redemption story. Not just salvation, but restoration and recovery is part of God's plan. Alright? So what he does for Ruth, he is doing for us. Oh, haven't gotten to us yet. He's doing for Israel, his people. The fulfillment of the law. Alright. We get down to, and my notes will be on my website probably in about another week or so. They keep changing because you guys keep coming up with stuff. Then said Boaz, "What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must also buy also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance." And the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it." Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning Leviticus 25, redeeming is concerned, and in Deuteronomy 25, concerning redeeming, concerning changing, for to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, "Buy it for thee." So he drew off his shoe. So what's happening here is Boaz is doing now for Naomi. She's part of the package deal. What Boaz does for Ruth, Christ does for us as Gentile believers. That's awesome. What is he doing for her? He's redeeming her and rescuing her, giving her a better life and a better future. Does anybody have, I know you go through trials, I know you go through troubles, I know we even go through the loss of loved ones, but is anybody's life a little bit better because you know Jesus?
Yes.
He's still working on our behalf. So, that's review. Here's some of the application that that I saw when I was looking at this. I don't know why I don't have a full screen. Maybe because I need to get out of the comments. Oh, there we go. Okay. Just some notes here. Application for today. We have a Redeemer who wants to and is able to and willing to get back our stuff or to redeem us. It's good news. Restoration is part of the plan of God for earth and for us. This is a feast study. I don't want anybody to forget that. We landed here because it's a feast study. If it was not for the feast and the steps that we talk about, I would never have landed on Ruth. Because I would not have seen the significance of the book of Ruth or the story of Ruth as it pertains to end time prophecy. The first four feasts that we studied, the death, resurrection, death, burial, resurrection, and outpouring of the Holy Spirit are the first four feasts. And then there's that gap, or the summer months, because the feasts are set up in an agricultural cycle. And so you got the spring feast, and then you got the long summer while you're waiting for the fall feast and the harvest. We are in the church age. The church age is that long summer where we're in transition, waiting for the fulfillment of God's plan. I just gave you the plan of God for the earth. It follows along these same steps that we're seeing here in the book of Ruth. Interesting. So we land at Ruth while we're still doing feasts, because this is showing us what we're supposed to be doing while we wait for feast number 5, which is the rapture. Question, are we doing this? We all have a role to play during this summer festival time as we prepare. What's the best way to prepare for the rapture? Do what Ruth is doing. Follow the steps. So while we spent, oh my God, what, month and a half on Ruth? Mm-hmm. It's important so we can get ready for the fall feast. Will Gentiles be saved during the church age? You bet your boopies. Absolutely. How do they do that? How did you know? So this is important for us. And so it's important for us to reach up and be in relationship with God. But if we're not reaching out to others, we are not preparing ourselves for the next feast, and we're missing the whole purpose of what we're supposed to be here for. We reach out to others. But you don't reach out to others until you reach out to Him. All right. Jews and Gentiles are included. We get an inheritance. Christ is going to work all things out for our good. She's at a point now where she's gone through the steps. One, she's humbled herself. Two, she's returned from Moab, the place where you don't want to be. She goes to the promised land by faith. She has hope. She gets filled on purpose, just like we got filled with the Holy Spirit. And when she got the baptism or the overflow of the Holy Spirit and was blessed on purpose, she had enough to go back and give to somebody else. That's step 5. She's extending mercy to her mother-in-law because God blessed her on purpose. Somebody in here, if you follow the story, you should be getting blessed on purpose. In fact, God bless you for those who will. You got blessed on purpose, and you blessed somebody like me, or you blessed somebody else that you know. Amen. And it doesn't always have to be about money. Is anybody picking up any knowledge in these classes or whatever that's never picked up before? Do you think that He is blessing us with knowledge in this class on purpose? Do you think it's just for us to sit here and become spiritually obese? We better be leaking and tinkling on somebody else. Because it's how we move to the next level. It's how we move to the next level. Why do you have that smile on your face? What? Good. It must be the joy of the Lord. God bless you.
I don't know. That's
I'm so fired. He just got
my comment. How could you not listen to this and not have a smile on your face? Right.
Yeah.
I'm
bad because
I'm being saved.
Good point, right? My bad. All right, here we go. Jeez. All right. The Lord didn't save Ruth. And so who was the kinsman? What came before Boaz, this near kinsman, who said he can't do it? What came before Christ? The law. And the law can't do it.
But Boaz did not change the law. He fulfilled.
If you can't see how Ruth is an integral part of biblical history and the plan of God, then, you know, I just don't know. I mean, we are all in here. Because Boaz is this type of Christ, and whatever Boaz is doing for her defender, her advocate, her attorney, good gracious, He fights for us. Yes, He fights for us. It's confirmed. And thank you, Roger. He didn't get rid of the law. He fulfilled it.
And the law is not upset either.
No, the law is not upset. Hey, thank you. Take care of it. I can't do it. It'll mess me up. I can't do it. Absolutely.
The law says you need a renewal.
the law did say, hey, the near kinsman said, hey, no, you're going to need somebody else because I can't do it. I can't do it. All right?
Follow. The law couldn't save us.
No.
No.
Yeah. No. No. It couldn't save the Jews either. Follow the steps. Follow the steps. Cross, grave, new life, power in the Holy Spirit, mercy to others, and then waiting for Christ to deliver us to victory and rest in His peace. There comes a point in time when all you can do is just wait on God. My mom was laying in the bed. She's pain. She's, you know, then she goes to almost comatose state. Hadn't eaten in like 12 days. 97, hadn't eaten in 12 days or whatever, and I'm sitting here going, you know, and then the doctors come in and they're like, well, you know, could be any day or it could be weeks, couple months. And I'm like, oh, the devil's a liar. I'm putting this in your hands. All I'm going to do is wait. Just wait. You know, I noticed something. It wasn't so bad when I looked at her there because I'm like, I don't even recognize this person. I don't even know who this person is. This is just a shell. It's like a caterpillar. The butterflies are coming. It's when you look at the pictures and you remember, and then, yes, I remember the picture, and that's when I kind of lost it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Always take pictures with the folks and go back to it. Okay. All right. And then I got some scriptures to back it up. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. To redeem those who were Galatians 4:5, that we're under the law, that we might receive the adoption as Gentiles as sons. Now, that's just so powerful. This is an Old Testament story that is obscure and people might overlook. Now it's tying in to the fulfillment of the New Testament, and it's just coming back to us like, man, God is just so awesome. So awesome. All right. And Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. All right. All that is review. Man, we'll never get to the new stuff. Oh, wait a minute. Now I got some more stuff here. All right. Here we go. The new stuff. Somewhere. It's coming. Yep. The best is yet to come, part two. And Boaz said unto the elders and to all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Amalek's and all that was Chilion's and Malon's at the hand of Naomi. Those were the sons of Amalek. All right? I want to stop at verse 9 right there. Let's look at this. Boaz is who? A type of Christ. What has he just done here? He's bought back. For he's paid the price to get back what they lost. Think about it. Pardon me? He returned their spoils. What they lost, he gets back. Whatever Boaz does for Naomi, Christ does for us. Look at this as a parable. Put yourself in the story. Naomi has lost what she had. Boaz declares to the people, you're witnesses this day that I have bought some of the things that Amalek lost.
All of it.
Everything. All that Amalek lost, I have bought back. So who now owns, in this instance, who now owns the stuff that was lost? Boaz. And I had to pause on this one because I saw something I had not seen before by going in the story. Do you see it?
I do.
Talk to me, Roger.
He's bought all of our sin.
All our stuff.
He's paid for. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain.
Thank Baptist.
He was the body of the soul. Okay. We haven't sung the hymn in a while.
Excuse me.
If Naomi wants to get her stuff back that she lost, where and who will she need to go to?
He's the Christ of our
application for today. Jesus is our Boaz. Then he must have also done what Boaz has done, which means he has paid the price
willingly, which is very important to me.
It seems like Boaz was willing too.
Well, it says it is. He says, I'm willing in those verses we already read.
We might have talked about this a little bit last week, but notice what Roger said. He's willingly. Where are they?
Physically?
Yeah.
They're at the court.
They're in the court. The gate. Mm-hmm. Where people are coming in and coming out. And so people, it's almost like an accident on the highway. People are going to slow down and watch and observe the proceedings. And he says to the elders, and somebody else must have come along, because unto all the people, because he called the elders, but everybody else who showed up too, and he says, and he must have said this out loud, you're witnesses. That where she lost, I bought. He is not embarrassed by her mistakes. Does it openly. Does it willingly. Christ does the same thing for us. Question. Have you lost anything lately? He has. What's missing in your life? Just lost my mom. Missing in my life. I know where to go. And I know how to get there. Peace. Missing in my life. Where do I go to get it back? Follow the steps. One, I lost my peace. I need you. Cross. Two, I bury my sin, my past, my hurt, my pain. Grave. Three, I got a new mind about all of this. I got hope that what I lost, he will bring it back to me. Four, he restores my soul, and I got the Holy Spirit, and I'm feeling something inside that was missing for a little while. It's back with me now, and I believe I can stand on his promises because his word is true. Five, everything I lost ain't about me in the first place. I went through because of somebody else needs to see what I went through, how I went through it, how he brought me out so that they could be blessed. Six, now I'm at a point that all I can do when it looks like I'm going to fail is just wait on him. And he must bless me on purpose because I've gotten this far waiting on him. And every day I'm going to glean and just wait on him because he's coming. And step seven, his best peace on the way. And I don't have to wait for the second coming of Christ to get his peace. I can have it right now today. I was in my quiet time today, and if you're in my house or whatever, there's little pieces of paper and notes all over the place. So whenever I'm up or whatever, especially in the morning, middle of the night, sometimes I can't get back to sleep, God just kind of speaks, the Spirit kind of speaks and gives me a little phrase or whatever. And I don't want the enemy to take the phrase or whatever, and I'll just write it down or whatever. And some way or another, I'll get back around to it. But one of the things that came to me today, I don't even know, we're not even on this lesson, but one of the things that just popped in my brain when I was in my quiet time was Christ's hands were pierced. His hands were pierced, and he took that and showed it to Thomas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa! He took what he went through. The pain that he went through, he took that on the other side and said, let me show you what I went through, because now what you're seeing is the other side and the victory behind the pain. Wow. Whatever we lost, it's never just about us. Somebody else gets blessed. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Didn't see that either. Good gracious. Gotta write this down. All right. I gotta write this down. Hold on just a minute. Spirit just gave me something. If Naomi had never lost, Ruth never had gained. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If Naomi had never gone through what she went through, if Naomi had never gone through the mistakes that she had went through, she never would have been able to go back to somebody else and show them the way. Anybody ever gone through something? Mm-hmm. But he brought you out. And now you're understanding that it wasn't just about you. He has you go through it. You might have been mad at him. You might have been wondering why me. But he brought you through it for just such a time as this, perhaps. Because somebody else needs to see how he brought you out. And then you will be able to relate to what they're going through. Can anybody help me through the loss of my mom? You did last week. When I told you her condition, everybody's just nodding their head going, you know, been there, done that, it'll be all right. Does it still sting sometimes? But he'll even take that away. All right, and this is not even the thing that I wanted to stop and pause on. So let me keep going. This wasn't even it. But you know, so he's happy. He's done this. I like verse 10. The moreover here. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place ye are witnesses this day. Now, I'm going to try to do this without looking at my notes, and then we'll review my notes or whatever, but when I look at that, same thing, all right? He takes care of Naomi, and now he's in the same place, thank you, Roger, He's with the same folks, and he makes this declaration. I've also paid the price. That just puts chills in me. I've also paid the price for Ruth, the Moabitess, the girl who came from the red light district. The wrong side of the tracks. You'll have to Google that one. Talk to your dad about that.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right.
I'd rather him hear that in here than somewhere else.
Well, praise the Lord. Don't go to red light district. And he declares this openly. Hey, the girl that everybody else would laugh at, the person who came from the wrong side of the tracks, the person who has lived their life in darkness all their life, I'm happy to announce I love them and I'm hooking up with them. In public. And he's not ashamed of where she came from. Woo! Any New Testament scripture just popping off of this, even though we're in the Old Testament? Prostitute. That's my girl. If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. But if you're proud of me, if you don't hide the relationship you have with me, I'll be your defender. Doesn't it also work in the natural too? If you had a girl that you really didn't like, but you were dating her for whatever reason you were dating her. You're going to, all right. Let's say you were going to a prom. Your mom and dad say, hey, the neighbor girl ain't got a date, and you're taking her to the prom. Right? Okay. That happens sometimes. And you know that if your friends see you with this girl, they're going to make fun of you. But your daddy has said, you're going to take that girl to the prom. You're going to obey dad. Are you going to go down the main highways with her in the car?
Since he can't drive, he's
going to
tell me to go the back way.
Oh, go the back way. Hey, when you get to the prom, are you going to have your head down low like you're tying your shoe? And then when you tell her, go on in, I'll catch you later? Or are you going to run ahead and say, hey, let's go get a seat for us. Never to be found again? There's no women in here or whatever, but if I had my daughters in here listening to this story in the natural, if the guy doesn't want to take you out in public,
you don't know
him. He might not be that much into you. Because somebody who's really into you won't be proud to walk beside you. Gonna tell their friends. Woo! Look, my boy! My boyfriend's back and I'm gonna be. I wish I knew this scripture and the application of it in the real world and dating and in relationships and things like that before, you know. Here I am. I can't get in no more relationships or whatever. Here I am. Now I'm just learning this. So it must be for somebody else because it ain't for me. Though my wife is always on me about holding her hand in public or whatever.
You don't hold my hand?
Sometimes I do.
Do you open the door for her?
Oh, I do that.
I do too.
Well, happy for you, Al. Good thing.
Good job, man.
Good job. Good job, man. Lord, Lord. Good job. Oh, Al. Anyway. We have any other thoughts behind this? Anybody getting anything out of this? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is still not the area that caused me to pause. It just isn't. So let's go through the notes real quick and see. Name of the Dead. I like that. The purpose of the kinfolk marrying the widow was so that the name of the deceased would live on and not be cut off. And I paused at that and said, look at what Boaz is doing. The dead rise again. He's doing a work so that what's dead is not cut off. It lives again. It might not live the way that you thought it was going to live, but the name lives on. Doesn't he do that for us? Will he do that for us? This is pointing to everlasting life. I'll see mom again. In fact, on one of my little Instagram videos, I was at my dad's graveside. I didn't know he's not there, praise the Lord, but I was just, you know, making a little, I'm trying to be relevant, making one of those little clips or whatever. I said, hey, Dad! Mom's on her way up there. I think she's up there already. Just letting you know. You be ready. All right.
So you're saying that if Boaz is a type of Christ, then Christ can redeem what's dead in us.
I'm not saying that. You said that.
Yeah, he can.
I believe so.
Yeah, you did me.
Whatever Boaz is doing. Christ is doing and has done. All right. What they lost, he has brought back and is now in his hand. Not just a few things, but all that they lost has been redeemed and purchased by Boaz in his hand. All right. Application for today. Boaz is the type of Christ. This story is not just about Boaz and Naomi. Christ is our Boaz. He does the same things for us when we follow the steps. The steps. What you lost, he can restore. All right. He's fulfilling the law in Deuteronomy 25:7-10. Oh, here we go. He plans to raise up children so that the dead name would live. He's going to get with Ruth and raise up children in the name of the dead so that the name would live and that they would have an inheritance behind that name. You do whatever you want to do with that, but that's what he's doing. Jesus has purchased us and the church as his bride. Isn't that wonderful? Right here in the story. The purpose of this relationship is that while we were once in sin and dead in sin, we would not be cut off. And he draws closer to us so that we receive an inheritance, and he will raise us from the dead to live with him. I may be taking some liberties there, but I'm trying to figure out whatever Boaz did for for Imelech in that name, he does for us. The dead are not cut off. Fruit comes from this. Oh my goodness. Maybe that's why he told me this morning about the dead hands of Jesus with the hole in them. All right, that even though you think that's dead, I'll raise that up so that it will gain fruit and believers. Amen. For the kingdom. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. What he did for her, he does for us. All right. 5 minutes. Oh, and you know, Moab was cursed because of what they did in the Old Testament. Well, we're still in the Old Testament. What they did to Israel back in the day, and they attacked them or whatever, didn't help Israel when they're on their journey. And so God cursed Moab. Cursed through 10 generations or whatever, they're going to be cursed. Well, the 10th generation is about to end when you look at the numbers or whatever. And even though they were under the curse, Boaz ain't got a problem with that. Redeems her from the
curse. Yes.
Okay. 5 minutes ago. And now let's get to the stuff that really messed me up. Jesus, our Boaz, loves us like that too. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. In the Holy Ghost. Yes. He redeems us openly, in public. It was a spectacle. Everybody was around looking at him on the cross. He is not ashamed of our past and where we came from or the mistakes that we made. He's not ashamed. Uh-oh! If Jesus is not ashamed, should we still be ashamed? No. Why aren't we just going on and be free? And going on and let the mistakes in your hands and in your past be a testimony of the greatness of God. The only thing I'm ashamed of is those things that God can't use for his glory.
Mm-hmm. Can
he
use anything?
Absolutely. Today's application. Let me just move on. That's one of those new age. I was listening to some TLC or whatever, and then just one of those little songs came up there. I'm like, oh, you know, Boaz and Jesus don't creep or whatever, whatever. All right, let's just keep going. Woo! You know I ain't got good sense. Anyway, let's go. Verse 11. You're right. I should not say that right. Verse 11. And this is the one that got me. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is coming to thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah. Should have had Al read that one. And be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. Now, typically, it's prophetic. Now, typically, I would just move on to the good stuff.
This is good stuff.
Well, I did not know that until I looked at this and I started asking myself questions. All right, what is happening here? So, what is happening? There's a blessing here, but look at the sequence. What is happening here? In the natural, take a look at the parable. It's going to blow you away. Well, it just blew me away, you know. But all the people that were in the gate, this is not just the elders. The people who came by and saw what was going on. I don't have that in my notes. All right. The people who came by and saw what was going on, along with the invited guests, the bystanders, said, we are witnesses. Let's ask some questions. Boom. Witnesses to what?
To the transaction that
just
happened.
What transaction?
Redeeming.
They stopped by and they saw. Whoo, this ain't in my notes. All right.
Whoo, you better write that.
They saw two things. They saw somebody.
That word witnesses is just really jumping out to me today.
It did, yes, yeah. So they saw somebody get restored, mm-hmm. And they saw somebody get redeemed and saved.
They knew that there was a Savior coming that was supposed to do that for them.
They saw two things. They were just walking by, and they saw two transactions, two things that were being done by Boaz. One, somebody who was broke as a joke is now got some bank. Two, somebody who ain't got no business there is now celebrating and brought back in good standing. And they saw this. They witnessed this. All right? Then they do this. The Lord make the woman that has come into your house like Rachel and Leah. What did they just do?
Put him in the lineage of Jesus.
Yeah.
Using scripture to speak blessings over him.
What practiced them to use the scripture to speak of? What are they doing by using the scripture to speak of blessings? Wait a minute. They witnessed something that reminded them
of something they read
or experienced in their history.
They're wanting to play through.
Oh my goodness!
Play out.
When I look at Al and Juanita, it reminds me of a story. I'm witnessing your great love for each other. Some of the back and forth that happens, but then at the end of it, there's always love. Yeah. You poke at each other, but at the end, there's always love. All right? And what it reminds me of this play that I saw, because when you first look at Al, you go, ugh. But somehow, and when I look at the relationship and the joy that they had and knowing the road that they came through or whatever, you just got to know Al. It reminds me of Beauty and the Beast. Do you see some Beauty and the Beast here? The wild beast is tamed by the lovely or whatever, and even though they go back and forth. They see something that reminds them of something in the scriptures. And it reminds them, ooh, this reminds me, the way this is happening reminds me of a story of our history and a story that I read in the scriptures. And since it reminds me of that, and I'm seeing this thing play out, it's easy to bless somebody with, and may this play out like it played out for them. May this play out like Rachel and Leah, who are the foundation of the Israel tribe. May this play out. Leah, you know, I preached a sermon on this back, but just because it's ugly don't mean it ain't got, you know. Leah praying, and I have to go through this one time. Leah follows the steps and she gets blessed and she has more fruit toward the kingdom of Israel than anybody else. In fact, I named my daughter Rachel because I wanted her to be beautiful like Rachel in the Bible, or because I saw something there. But if I had to do it over again, I'd call her Leah. Because I wanted to be blessed like that.
I heard somebody expound on that recently, and they said, Jacob saw Rachel, but God saw Leah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can write that down.
That wasn't for me now.
That's all right. Hey, I'll take it for wherever it goes. Right? Yeah. Jacob saw Leah.
Jacob saw Leah, but God saw Rachel. Jacob saw Rachel. Yeah, but God saw Leah. He chose her to continue.
Well, let me change that to make it a little more scriptural. Well, that's not. Jacob saw Rachel, but God heard Leah go through those steps.
Yeah.
And then he saw her. This messed me up, and we'll have to finish it next week, but this messed me up, because now all of a sudden I'm like, have I witnessed anything? Have I seen anything that Jesus has done in my life or as I'm walking by that prompts me or reminds me of a story? And perhaps what I just witnessed, I can proclaim that because this is happening, because of what I've seen, it's going to end and play out like this. And I had to stop right there and say, what have we seen that God has done that reminds me of a story that brings him glory? And if you don't have one, we just study. We are all in Ruth. And for the last week and month and a half or whatever time we've been on this, it just becomes clearer and clearer and clearer to me. There are things happening, things that we're witnessing, things in my church, things that are happening to me personally or whatever. Is there anything that's happening in this class that we can witness to and say, it reminds me of this? And so I got a good idea how this plays out. Wow. We will see them again. Because it reminds me of this story. And the dead live. So, I got to go. That's your lesson for today. Al, we left off at 12. I'm not even going to go through my notes or whatever. We left off at 12 or whatever. We will go back over this and do a review. But if there's, you know what? what I encourage, what's the takeaway for today? Well, follow the steps. Two, be on the lookout for evidence that reminds you of something of what God did before that he may be getting ready to do again. He's the same God with the same story. Yesterday, beyond today, forever he will still remain the same. Okay, that was one of those 1990 things or whatever. All right, okay. There we go. All right.